Hi everyone. This is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled False Teachings About Grace, Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Jude chapter 1, verse 4. For certain men have secretly slipped in among you, men who long ago were marked out for the condemnation I am about to describe. Ungodly men who have turned the grace of our God into a license for evil, and who deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation. I had an erroneous grace doctrine that got me laughing. It says that when Eve ate the fruit in the Garden of Eden, she did not sin until Adam ate the fruit. That now we are in Christ Jesus, the last Adam. Whatever we do wrong is not sin because Christ did not sin. First and foremost, there is no single scripture reference that supports the claim that Eve did not sin when she ate the fruit. Secondly, that doctrine is not consistent with the teachings of Christ and the apostles concerning sin. See Luke chapter 1 verse 4, 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, Matthew chapter 6 verse 14, Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. All of these talk about how God will forgive us as believers when we sin. There is nowhere in scripture that says a believer cannot sin. One can infer from scripture, which is Romans chapter 5 verse 12, that if Adam did not eat the fruit after Eve did, sin would not have had dominion over mankind. And because of Adam's stature, he could have interceded for Eve. But one cannot say that Eve did not sin when she ate the forbidden fruit. As I said, there is no scriptures to support that claim. We are in Christ, the last Adam, and Christ did not sin. This means sin does not have dominion over us who are in Christ. But if we sin, because Christ intercedes for us, we get to be cleansed. That is why he ever lives to make intercessions for us. See Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25. Sin is a spiritual toxic substance that pollutes. It is spiritual venom that ultimately produces death. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 56. That is why there is need for it to be cleansed by the powerful blood of Jesus. Go into today trusting in the permanent cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. Sin has no power over you. Pray that God will expose every false teaching leading the saints astray. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Isaiah chapter 18 to chapter 22. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Isaiah chapter 18 to chapter 22.
Woe to the land of whirring wings along the rivers of Cush, which sends envoys by sea and papyrus boats over the water. Go, swift messengers, to a people tall and smooth-skinned, to a people feared far and wide, an aggressive nation of strange speech, whose land is divided by rivers. All you people of the world, you who live on the earth, when a banner is raised on the mountains, you will see it. And when a trumpet sounds, you will hear it. This is what the Lord says to me.
I will remain quiet and will look on from my dwelling place like shimmering heat in the sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
For before the harvest, when the blossom is gone and the flower becomes a ripening grape, he will cut off the shoots with pruning knives and cut down and take away the spreading branches. They will all be left to the mountain birds of prey and to the wild animals. The birds will feed on them all summer, the wild animals all winter. At that time, gifts will be brought to the Lord Almighty from a people tall and smooth-skinned, from a people feared far and wide, an aggressive nation of strange speech, whose land is divided by rivers. The gifts will be brought to Mount Zion, the place of the name of the Lord Almighty.
A prophecy concerning Egypt.
See, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. The idols of Egypt tremble before him, and the hearts of the Egyptians melt within them.
I will stir up Egyptian against Egyptian. Brother will fight against brother. Neighbor against neighbor. City against city. Kingdom against kingdom. The Egyptians will lose heart, and I will bring their plans to nothing. They will consult the idols and the spirits of the dead, the mediums and the spiritists. I will hand the Egyptians over to the power of a cruel master, and a fierce king will rule over them.
Declares the Lord Almighty. The waters of the river will dry up, and the riverbed will be parched and dry. The canals will stink. The streams of Egypt will dwindle and dry up. The reeds and rushes will wither. Also the plants along the Nile at the mouth of the river. Every sown field along the Nile will become parched, will blow away and be no more. Those who fish will groan and lament. All who cast hooks into the Nile, those who throw nets on the water will pine away. Those who work with combed flax will despair. The weavers of fine linen will lose hope. The workers in cloth will be dejected, and all the wage earners will be sick at heart. The officials of Zoan are nothing but fools. The wise counselors of Pharaoh give senseless advice. How can you say to Pharaoh,
I am one of the wise men, a disciple of the ancient kings?
Where are your wise men now? Let them show you and make known what the Lord Almighty has planned against Egypt. The officials of Zoan have become fools. The leaders of Memphis are deceived. The cornerstones of her peoples have led Egypt astray. The Lord has poured into them a spirit of dizziness. They make Egypt stagger in all that she does, as drunkards stagger around in their vomit. There is nothing Egypt can do, head or tail, palm branch or reed. In that day, the Egyptians will become weaklings. They will shudder with fear at the uplifted hand that the Lord Almighty raises against them. And the land of Judah will bring terror to the Egyptians. Everyone to whom Judah is mentioned will be terrified because of what the Lord Almighty is planning against them. In that day, five cities in Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear allegiance to the Lord Almighty. One of them will be called the City of the Sun. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt and a monument to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and witness to the Lord Almighty in the land of Egypt. When they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, He will send them a savior and defender, and He will rescue them. So the Lord will make Himself known to the Egyptians, and in that day they will acknowledge the Lord. They will worship with sacrifices and grain offerings. They will make vows to the Lord and keep them. The Lord will strike Egypt with a plague. He will strike them and heal them. They will turn to the Lord, and He will respond to their pleas and heal them. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrians will go to Egypt, and the Egyptians to Assyria. The Egyptians and Assyrians will worship together. In that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying,
"Blessed be Egypt, my people. Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance."
In the year that the supreme commander, sent by Sargon, king of Assyria, came to Ashdod and attacked and captured it, at that time the Lord spoke through Isaiah, son of Amos. He said to him,
"Take off the sackcloth from your body and the sandals from your feet."
And he did so, going around stripped and barefoot. Then the Lord said,
"Just as my servant Isaiah has gone stripped and barefoot for 3 years as a sign and portent against Egypt and Cush, so the king of Assyria will lead away stripped and barefoot the Egyptian captives and Cushite exiles, young and old, with buttocks beard, to Egypt's shame. Those who trusted in Cush and boasted in Egypt will be dismayed and put to shame. In that day, the people who live on this coast will say,
'See what has happened to those we relied on, those we fled to for help and deliverance from the king of Assyria? How then can we escape?'"
A prophecy concerning the desert by the sea.
Like whirlwinds sweeping through the southland, an invader comes from the desert, from a land of terror. A dire vision has been shown to me. The traitor betrays. The looter takes loot. Elam attack. Medea lay siege. I will bring to an end all the groaning she caused. At this, my body is racked with pain. Pains seize me like those of a woman in labor. I am staggered by what I hear. I am bewildered by what I see. My heart falters. Fear makes me tremble. The twilight I long for has become a horror to me. They set the tables. They spread the rugs. They eat. They drink. Get up, you officers. Oil the shields. This is what the Lord says to me.
Go, post a lookout and have him report what he sees. When he sees chariots with teams of horses, riders on donkeys or riders on camels, let him be alert, fully alert.
And the lookout shouted,
"Day after day, my lord, I stand on the watchtower. Every night I stay at my post. Look, here comes a man in a chariot with a team of horses." And he gives back the answer, "Babylon has fallen, has fallen. All the images of its gods lie shattered on the ground."
My people who are crushed on the threshing floor, I tell you what I have heard from the Lord Almighty, from the God of Israel.
A prophecy concerning Duma.
Someone calls to me from Seir.
"Watchman, what is left of the night? Watchman, what is left of the night?"
The watchman replies,
"Morning is coming, but also the night. If you would ask, then ask, and come back yet again."
A prophecy concerning Arabia.
You caravans of Dedanites, who camp in the thickets of Arabia, bring water for the thirsty. You who live in Tema, bring food for the fugitives. They flee from the sword. from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the heat of battle. This is what the Lord says to me.
Within 1 year, as a servant bound by contract would count it, all the splendor of Kedar will come to an end. The survivors of the archers, the warriors of Kedar, will be few.
The Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken.
A prophecy concerning the Valley of Vision.
What troubles you now? That you have all gone up on the roofs, you town so full of commotion? You city of tumult and revelry? Your slain were not killed by the sword, nor did they die in battle. All your leaders have fled together. They have been captured without using the bow. All you who were caught were taken prisoner together, having fled while the enemy was still far away. Therefore I said, turn away from me. Let me weep bitterly. Do not try to console me over the destruction of my people. The Lord Almighty has a day of tumult and trampling and terror in the Valley of Vision, a day of battering down walls and of crying out to the mountains. Elam takes up the quiver with her charioteers and horses. Kir uncovers the shield. Your choicest valleys are full of chariots and horsemen are posted at the city gates. The Lord stripped away the defenses of Judah, and you looked in that day to the weapons in the palace of the forest. You saw that the city of David had many breaches in its defenses. You stored up water in the lower pool. You counted the buildings in Jerusalem and tore down houses to strengthen the wall. You built a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but you did not look to the one who made it or have regard for the one who planned it long ago. The Lord Almighty called you on that day to weep and to wail, to tear out your hair and put on sackcloth. But see, there is joy and revelry, slaughtering of cattle and killing of sheep, eating of meat and drinking of wine.
Let us eat and drink,
you say.
For tomorrow we die.
The Lord Almighty has revealed this in my hearing.
Till your dying day, this sin will not be atoned for,
says the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord Almighty says.
Go, say to the steward, to Shebna, who is in charge of the palace, what are you doing here? And who gave you permission to cut out a grave for yourself here, chewing your grave on the height and chiseling your resting place in the rock? Beware. The Lord is about to take firm hold of you and hurl you away, you mighty man. He will roll you up tightly like a ball and throw you into a large country. There you will die, and there the chariots you are so proud of will become a disgrace to your master's house. I will depose you from your office, and you will be ousted from your position. In that day, I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and fasten your sash around him and hand your authority over to him. He will be a father to those who live in Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will become a seat of honor for the house of his father. All the glory of his family will hang on him, its offspring and offshoots, all its lesser vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. In that day,
declares the Lord Almighty,
the peg driven into the firm place will give way. It will be sheared off and will fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut down.
The Lord has spoken.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.